"Who's that?"
A rough voice asked the question, and now a heavy-looking man took the dog's place in the door. "How far is it to G?" I asked, not deeming it best to say in the beginning that I sought a resting place for the night.
"To G?"
growled the man, but not so harshly as at first.
"It's good 6 miles from here."
"A long distance, and I'm a stranger and on foot," said I. "If you can make room for me until morning, I will be very thankful." I saw the girl's hand move quickly up his arm until it rested on his shoulder, and now she leaned to him still closer.
"Come in. We'll try what can be done for you."
There was a change in the man's voice that made me wonder. I entered a large room in which blazed a brisk fire. Before the fire sat two stout lads, who turned upon me their heavy eyes with no very welcome greeting. A middle-aged woman was standing at a table, and two children were amusing themselves with a kitten on the floor.
"A stranger, mother,"
said the man who had given me so rude a greeting at the door,
"and he wants us to let him stay all night."
The woman looked at me doubtingly for a few moments, and then replied coldly,
"We don't keep a public house."
"I'm aware of that, ma'am," said I, "but night has overtaken me, and it's a long way yet to G."
"Too far for a tired man to go on foot,"
said the master of the house kindly.
"So it's no use talking about it, mother. We must give him a bed."